Welcome. Today, we're discussing a fascinating way to supercharge your note-taking with Claude and Obsidian. Get ready to witness some serious synergy.
Ooh, sounds intriguing. So, what's the magic formula for connecting these two powerhouses?
Well, first, you'll need Claude for desktop. The web client won't cut it for this. And Python with the UV package manager. UV is Claude's key to launching the MCP server.
Got it. Python and UV, essential ingredients. But what's this MCP server all about?
It's the bridge between Claude and Obsidian. We'll use the MCP Obsidian server, an open source gem that allows for both reading and creating files. A big plus.
So it's not just about viewing notes, but actually creating them too? Impressive. How does Obsidian fit into this?
Obsidian needs a REST API, which isn't enabled by default. Luckily, there's a fantastic community plugin that does the trick. Install and enable it, and you'll get your API key.
Ah, the key to the kingdom. So once we have the key, where does it go?
You'll create a .env file in the same directory as the MCP project and store the API key there as per the repository instructions. It's a secure way to manage access.
Okay, security first. So Claude now knows about Obsidian, but how do they actually communicate?
We tweak Claude's MCP server config. There's a handy development server configuration that uses UV to start the Obsidian server. You'll need to specify the correct directory path in the config.json file.
So we're basically telling Claude where to find the Obsidian server. Makes sense. Anything else we should watch out for?
Sometimes Claude can have a bit of trouble finding UV, so it's best to specify the direct path to UV in the configuration. A little extra step for smoother sailing.
Good tip. Once everything is configured, how can we actually see this in action?
Restart Claude, and you'll see a new tool icon appear. Now ask Claude to create a new file in Obsidian. It'll use the MCP tool, and voila, instant note creation.
Amazing! So we can just ask Claude to create notes, and it'll do it automatically? That's incredible!
Exactly, but it gets even better. You can ask Claude to create connections between your notes, effectively building out your knowledge graph in Obsidian automatically.
Whoa, creating connections? That sounds like it could unlock some serious insights. I'm imagining a web of interconnected ideas.
Precisely, and there are pro tips to maximize this power. Create a separate Claude project specifically for Obsidian note-taking, and set instructions for Claude to use the MCP tool proactively.
Ooh, a dedicated project? So we're training Claude to be our personal Obsidian assistant?
Exactly. And you can even go further and give Claude specific instructions about how to structure your vault. For instance, you could use the para method to organize your notes, and Claude will help set up the appropriate folder structure automatically.
Para method? What's that all about?
It stands for Projects, Areas, Resources, and Archives, a popular system for organizing digital information. You can ask Claude to explain it in detail, and even assess how well your current vault aligns with the method.
That's incredible! So not only can Claude create and connect notes, but it can also help structure our entire knowledge base. It's like having a digital librarian!
Exactly, and this just scratches the surface. Imagine the possibilities. It's all about leveraging these AI tools to boost your productivity and streamline your workflow. The future of note-taking is here.
This has been mind-blowing. I can't wait to try this out myself. Thanks for sharing this amazing integration.
You're welcome. And be sure to check out the communities mentioned for even more tips and tricks on becoming an AI native engineer. Goodbye and happy note-taking.
Goodbye.